Hi, welcome back to the St. Emmeline's blog. And again, unfortunately, I seem to have lost Ian Beardsall. Not entirely sure where he's gone this week. He must be out doing something exciting with helicopters. But that's no problem. We can have a chat and talk about things which are current in emergency medicine. So, what are we going to talk about this week? Well, I'm going to be talking about next to nothing, actually, if that's all right. You may have come on here expecting something on the latest and greatest thing in resuscitation. So maybe we could be talking about ECMO, or we could talk about video laryngoscopy, or something else exciting that costs lots of money and is preferably shiny and takes batteries. But no, it's not about the next big thing. It's not about the dramatic. And I've got to say, if you're thinking in terms of numbers needed to treat, it's going to be on the big number. So these are going to be things which don't make that much of a difference but are important. Does that make any sense to you? Doesn't make a lot of sense to me really at this stage, but let's have a think about it. So naturally speaking, emergency physicians, and particularly people who are into foam, like to do the next big thing. They like to be early adopters, rightly leading the way and doing the dramatic things. But day-to-day life practice in emergency medicine isn't like that. Day-to-day life practice in emergency medicine is about doing routine things well. And how do we do that? Well, we can look at other departments, we can look at great colleagues, we can go to our mentors. But sometimes it's good to go outside of medicine entirely and look at what other organisations have done. And here in Virchester, we're lucky enough to have a fantastic cycling team based here. It's the Sky Team and the Great British cycling team, who've done fantastic things at the Olympics. Now, they've come a long way over the last 10, 15 years. And if you go back and have a think, what did they do dramatically that made a difference to their performance? Did they suddenly discover that it was better to use two wheels rather than one on a bike? Did they suddenly discover that you were allowed to have an engine in the bike when everybody hadn't thought of that? Well, no. They didn't have a sudden leap forward in performance. What they've demonstrated over that period of time is a gradual improvement. And they've done several things over that time. One of the concepts which underlies their performance is what they call marginal gains. And they even had a head of marginal gains. That was a real job within the organisation. And their job was to find things that would make a difference, which were so small that you could hardly even notice that they had a difference. And that's kind of a bizarre concept, but it has some relationship to what we do in emergency medicine and certainly in the resuscitation room. So let's think about it. In terms of performance in sport, how do you gain those extra elements towards the final bits that are going to get you on the Olympic podium as opposed to just qualifying? And it's unlikely that you're suddenly going to find something which is going to make you go 3 seconds faster over a 100-metre sprint. You might find tiny marginal gains. So maybe tucking your shoelaces in makes you slightly more aerodynamic. Over a 100-kilometre race on a bike, is that going to make a lot of difference? No. But if you tuck your shoelaces in and you tuck the wires in the bike and you change your position and you change the overall effect of aerodynamics, well, then maybe that would. And those principles can be applied to things in medicine as well, particularly in the resuscitation room where we have time-critical interventions which require teams to work well, which require lots of different elements to work at the same time. And so we've been thinking about applying this principle to emergency medicine and look at our things like our resuscitation rooms and how we handle teams. So in the resuscitation room, do you have your kit behind a door? Is it locked away? Is it easy to access? Well, perhaps not. Maybe it takes an extra second to open a door to get to something. Over the course of a single resuscitation, that's not going to make a difference. But if you make it easier to access every piece of kit, if it's immediately available, if it's in the right place where you expect it to be during a high-pressure resuscitation, those small marginal gains can add up. And similarly, when we look at teams, is moving from one person doing cardiac compressions on the chest to another person doing cardiac compressions on the chest, does it matter if it's 1, 2, 3 seconds? Well, possibly not. But that's another marginal gain that you can improve the performance. And so when you're going back to your departments and you're thinking about how to do things better, it's sometimes easy to pick up the magazine, the next glossy magazine that appears in your in tray and tells you that the next greatest piece of kit is going to be fantastic and make a difference to a small group of patients. But arguably what we should be doing is going out and looking at what our routine practice is, looking at every aspect of our routine practice and saying, where are the small gains? Where are the tiny things which can make imperceptible differences to how we work and how we treat our patients? Because if we pay attention to those, then the overall picture will get better. many analogies out there. It's a little bit like thinking along the lines of old financial advice, that if you look after the pennies, the pounds will look after themselves. We can apply the same principles in healthcare. Give it a try. You never know. You might be the next Matt Parker. You might be the next head of marginal gains in your department. You might be the next person who makes a difference. Thanks for your time.